Hello friends, we have seen that when an instrument is issued, who are the parties involved, how they are liable to each other and how the commitments can be fulfilled. Now when the commitments are not fulfilled, when the instrument is dishonored, how the parties can have recourse to each other for getting their payment. Now, when the payment is not received or when the acceptor refuses at the very beginning that he does not want to accept the liability, then what is the recourse available? The person who is entitled to receive the payment can issue a notice of dishonor. He can also file a suit in the court to get the payment. So, he gets legal recourse. But before he goes for legal recourse, there is something he can do, and which will help him in a better way to get the legal recourse. Now, what is that something? I mentioned about this, just the words I had mentioned, that he can get the noting and protesting done. Now, when a bill is dishonored, he has to note the bill with the notary public, and the notary public will issue a certificate which is known as the protest. So, we are going to see in this chapter noting and protesting. Now, what is noting? Noting is the mode of establishing the fact that the bill has been dishonored. This is a way, a manner in which you establish the fact, you ensure that this bill is dishonored. Whether it is dishonored due to non-acceptance or dishonored due to non-payment is a different issue. It has been dishonored. Now, this, I say that the bill is dishonored. You are supposed to pay to me. You refuse. You say, no, I am not dishonored. I have never said like that. Now, there is a dispute between the two of us. Now, if a third party, a person of eminent position, he says, yes, this bill has been dishonored, then that is acceptable by the whole world. The whole world comes to know, yes, this bill has been dishonored. So, I didn't have to go running around and trying to prove, yes, this bill was dishonored. So, what I do, I go to a notary. I go to the notary public. Who is a notary public? He is like a magistrate. He is like a judge who gives it in writing, yes, this bill has been dishonored. Now, for getting the noting done, I have to do a few things. So, basically, noting means establishing the fact by a renowned person, by a well-placed position, well-positioned person, that the bill or note has been dishonored. When the bill is to be noted, it is taken to the notary public. As I said, there is a person who is known as a notary, the notary public. He is like a judge, a magistrate. He is given the bill and we go and tell him, bhaiya dekho saab, ye bill ka payment mujhe mila nahi hai. This bill is not been paid. I wanted the payment and it has been refused. Due date ho chuka hai and even after demanding the payment, I am not getting it. Now, what he will do? He will re-present the bill to the drawee. The notary will re-present the bill to the drawee or the acceptor. And once the notary sends the bill to the drawee can pay at that time and then the money is given to the person who is supposed to get it, the payee. But even after the notary public sends the bill, represents the bill to the drawee and that fellow doesn't still pay, then the notary public will mention on the bill that this has been refused payment. So, that means he is noting on the instrument, iska payment mila nahi. So, the notary public will represent the bill to the drawee or acceptor. If they still refuse to accept or pay the bill is noted. So, basically what we are doing, when a bill is not paid, it is not honored, we go and give it to the notary public with a request letter and application saying that please get this noted. So, the notary public will take it, he will send the bill to the drawee once again and ask him to pay. If he pays, well and good, the payee gets the amount. But if he does not pay, the acceptor for acceptance or the drawee for payment, then and the payment is still not forthcoming, the notary will write on the bill that payment not received. The noting is an entry made on the bill or on a slip of paper affixed to the bill by the notary public. So he's noting. The noting means instructions. He's mentioning the note, comments. So this is basically noting. The comments written on the instrument that this bill payment is not received or he is refused to accept even after representing. So what does noting comprise of? Noting comprises of the fact of dishonor. First, dishonor. Initially, it was dishonored. The payee demanded payment, or the drawee refused to accept. So, the fact of dishonor, the date of dishonor, the reason, if any, for such dishonor. The drawee may give some reason. Ki ba, mere paas paise nahi hai abhi. Ya, mera maal pura dub gaya. The consignment was coming by ship so and so, and the ship is drowned, capsized. I didn't get the consignment. Ya mujhe consignment mila par pura nakli maal nikla. So I can't pay because I didn't get the consignment proper. I am not able to sell. So I don't have money. Whatever reason he gives. Whatever reason he gives. Or he may say this fellow is a cheat. He has duped me. So I don't want to pay. So all these reasons, whatever reason he mentions, the reason for dishonor. And it is also possible that where the drawee is fictitious, you have sent the bill at the last known address and he is not traceable, the bill has come back, addressee not known, so whatever. There is no payment available because the drawee is missing, the drawee is vanished, the drawee has disappeared, he is absconding. All these facts will be mentioned and also he will write the charges. Usko to paise dene hai na, notary to free mein kaam nahi karega. So he is going to ask for some payment. So whatever payment he has asked for, rupees so much received as notary charges. All these things will be mentioned on a piece of paper and affixed to the bill. Ek to bill ke upar hi likhega, noted, not paid, dishonored, and then he will also write these things. So a noting comprises of the fact of dishonor, the date of dishonor, the reason, if any, for such a dishonor, and the notary charges. The notary must make the noting within a reasonable time. Now, what is reasonable time? We'll see. But yadi koi client, koi public, uske paas bill leke aata hai and asking it to be noted, he has to do it immediately. He can't keep it pending for 1 month and 3 months or 10 months. He should do it immediately. Noting has to be done within a reasonable time. Because he is a public servant, he is doing on behalf of the public. The notary public cannot keep it pending just because he has got a lot of workload or he has got no assistant to help him. No excuses na chalenge. He has to do it within a reasonable time. Noting is not required in the case of checks. Checks are drawn on banks. Jab check ka payment nahi hota hai bank mein, bank is returning the check, it gives a return memo, a reason mentioned on the return memo that this check is returned for so and so reason. So that is proof enough that the check is not paid, it is dishonored. So isiliye check payment ke liye noting ki zarurat nahi hai. Noting is not required in the case of checks because banks mention the reason for non-payment. Every bank will mention this check is returned because funds insufficient, ya check is returned because payment is stopped by the drawer, or you will say check is returned because it is stale, it is overdue, or you will say it is returned because it is post-dated check, or you will say it is returned because the signature of the drawer is different. Whatever reasons, the bank is mentioning a particular reason in the check return memo. In that check return memo is a proof for dishonor of the check. So there is no need for noting for checks because this is proof, evidence enough to show that the check is not paid. Noting is not compulsory in the case of inland bills. Inland bills we saw, they are all bills drawn in India on a person in India or outside, or payable in India or outside. But it is an inland bill. In the case of inland bills, noting is not compulsory. You want to do it, you can do it. You have a choice. It's not compulsory. It's not binding. But whereas foreign bills, noting is compulsory. It has to be noted. Advantages of noting. See, it is not compulsory, but in our own interest, it is better to get the noting done. क्यों? क्योंकि उसके कुछ advantages हैं. What are the advantages of noting? Where a protest is required to be made within a specified time, it is sufficient if noting is made before that time. See, I have to file a suit. And I have to file the suit, say, before 10th of August. क्योंकि 10th August के बाद limitation से बाहर हो जाएगा. तो मुझे टाइम है टिल 10th अगस्त एंड आई हैव टू फाइल द सूट. नाउ बिफोर आई फाइल द सूट आई मस्ट हैव अ प्रोटेस्ट, बिकॉज दिस प्रोटेस्ट जो है ना, इट्स अ सर्टिफिकेट गिवन बाय द नोटरी. दैट सर्टिफिकेट विल बी एविडेंस इन द कोर्ट टू शो दैट दिस बिल वॉज डिसऑनर्ड, दिस इंस्ट्रूमेंट वॉज डिसऑनर्ड, आई डिड नॉट गेट द पेमेंट. तो ये प्रोटेस्ट लगा दिया तो कोर्ट में केस फैसला बहुत जल्दी हो जाएगा. तो इट इज पार्ट ऑफ एविडेंस. नाउ बिफोर आई फाइल द सूट I have to give the protest. Protest मिलने के लिए notary public से थोड़ा समय लगेगा, पर noting पहले कर दिया. I can then go and file the suit. I need not wait till the date of protest because noting helps. Noting is that you have started the procedure, you have initiated the steps, you have started the procedure for getting the instrument noted. Then protest is only a formality of getting the certificate from the notary public. So I need not even wait till the date of फाइलिंग अ सूट. नोटिंग कर लिया तो आई कैन गो अहेड एंड फाइल द सूट एंड देन गेट द प्रोटेस्ट सब्सिक्वेंटली एंड देन हैंड इट ओवर टू द कोर्ट. सो वेयर प्रोटेस्ट इज रिक्वायर्ड टू बी मेड विद इन अ स्पेसिफाइड टाइम, इट इज सफिशियंट इफ नोटिंग इज मेड बिफोर दैट टाइम. नोटिंग हो गया तो दैट इज एविडेंस कि हाँ, प्रोटेस्ट तो आने ही वाला है. सो यू हैव डन. सो नोटिंग इज अ वेरी गुड एडवांटेजियस टूल टू गेट अदर थिंग्स मूविंग. A bill of exchange can be accepted for honor after it is noted. See, a bill of exchange was to be accepted, but it was not accepted by the drawee, or it was not accepted by the acceptor, or फिर मैंने उसका noting करा लिया. So the notary public has noted on the instrument that this was dishonored due to non-acceptance. Now I can take this bill and give it to some relative of mine or some close friend of mine and say, why don't you accept this for honor? So now if he agrees to accept, he will accept for honor, that is for protecting my reputation. He does it. And why he does it? Because now he knows, you know, when the noting is there, he knows fully well, huh, this was refused to be accepted by somebody else. If I just go to somebody and say, please accept for honor, वो बोलेगा, why should I do it? उसी के पास जाओ, आपने आप तो गए भी नहीं होंगे उसके पास. Why do you come to me without approaching the drawee? Then if the noting is there, I can tell him, देखो भैया, I have already approached, he refused. तभी तो मैं आपके पास आई. And this is proof that I had approached and he refused. Because noting is a proof of dishonor due to non-acceptance. So when the acceptance is not there and noting has been done, the bill of exchange can be accepted for honor after it is noted. Similarly, if a bill of exchange is dishonored due to non-payment, I can go to somebody else and say, why don't you pay? That fellow did not pay. And see, this is a noting. Why don't you pay? And if he wants to protect my honor, my reputation, he may pay on my behalf. So, a bill of exchange can be paid for honor after it is noted. तो नोटिंग होने के बाद इट कैन बी प्रेजेंटेड फॉर एक्सेप्टेंस फॉर ऑनर और इट कैन बी प्रेजेंटेड फॉर पेमेंट फॉर ऑनर. बट नोटिंग हैज दीज एडवांटेजेस बिकॉज दैट इज प्रूफ बाय अ अथॉरिटी ऑफ एमिनेंट पोजिशन दैट यस, दिस बिल हैज बीन डिसऑनर्ड आइदर ड्यू टू नॉन एक्सेप्टेंस और ड्यू टू नॉन पेमेंट, बट इट वॉज डिसऑनर्ड एंड नाउ यू कैन गो अहेड एंड गेट द सब्सिक्वेंट रेमेडीज. Noting should be done as far as possible on the same day of dishonor or on the next business day. I am approaching the notary public for getting the noting done and getting a protest, the certificate. I should do it immediately. I should not wait for 10 months and 12 months or 1 year, 5 years. I can't get the noting done that time. I have to approach the notary public either on the same day. Suppose morning mein bill dishonor hua, to afternoon I can go to the notary public, or I can go to the notary public the next day and get it noted. So it has to be done on the same day or on the next business day. Not doing noting does not in any way affect the rights of the holder. शुरू में ही कहा था, noting is not compulsory. There are advantages of getting the noting done, but it is not compulsory. So it doesn't mean that I have to get the noting done if I have to get some remedy. I can get those remedies even without noting. So it does not affect the rights, my right to get the recovery. So noting, not doing noting does not in any way affect the rights of the holder. I still have remedy, I still have recourse to payment. I can get the payment from him through other means. If I want to go to the court, I can get the noting done because my court case will go fast. I can get the judgment also in my favor very fast because noting is there and protest is there, because the court will accept these documents. पर उसके बिना भी मैं कोर्ट में सूट फाइल कर सकती हूँ या उसके बिना भी मैं पार्टी से पैसे वसूल कर सकती हूँ. आई कैन गेट द रेमेडी इवन विदाउट नोटिंग, बट नोटिंग ऑफकोर्स विल बी वेरी यूजफुल. इट इज अ वेरी इफेक्टिव टूल फॉर गेटिंग द रिकवरी पेमेंट. नाउ नोटरी पब्लिक विल डू द नोटिंग एंड गिव द सर्टिफिकेट, ऑल राइट, बट इज द नोटरी पब्लिक अवेलेबल इन ईच एंड एवरी सिटी? He is there in metropolitan cities. He is there in certain district headquarters. What about small places जहाँ पे notary नहीं है? Notary is a magistrate or a judge of particular level. If there is no notary public in a small town, small village, तो वहाँ भी check bouncing हो सकता है, non-payment हो सकता है, dishonor हो सकता है, तो वहाँ पे क्या करेंगे? There what we do, we go to a particular person of eminent position. वहाँ का जो मुखिया होता है गांव का, उसको पकड़ेंगे या फिर किसी और एक्सेप्टेड लीडर इन द प्लेस, उसको जो माना जाता है कि हाँ ये नेता जैसा है, ही इज अ पर्सन ऑफ एमिनेंट पोजिशन. तो मे बी द स्कूल हेडमास्टर और मे बी द पर्सन विथ हाई पोजिशन, उसको बोलेंगे कि देखो ये बिल का पेमेंट नहीं हुआ है, प्लीज Note it. So he will give a certificate, he will give it in writing that this bill has been dishonored due to non-acceptance, due to non-payment, whatever, and he acts like a notary public. He is not a notary public because he doesn't have the designation, but he is a person of eminent position in the village. He can do the job of a notary public. It is accepted. Now we come to protest. What is protest? You know, the word protest indicates that something is wrong and that is why you are trying to demonstrate ki are ye theek nahi hai, kuch gadbad hai. When the promissory note or bill of exchange is dishonored and its noting is done, a certificate is issued by the notary public. This certificate is known as the protest. So protest here doesn't mean demonstrate or demonstration or going against somebody. Here what protest means, it is a certificate. We have gone to the notary public saying that this bill has been dishonored, either due to non-acceptance or non-payment, but the bill was not honored. The notary public does his job, he will represent to the party, and if it is still not paid, if it is still not accepted, he gives a, does the remark noting on the bill or on the slip of paper attached to the bill. Now he will give a certificate also. Over and above those remarks, he gives a certificate. That certificate will mention very clearly that this bill was noted because of dishonor due to non-acceptance or dishonor due to non-payment, and this certificate issued for so and so reason. So the certificate that he issues that the bill was dishonored and noting was done, this certificate issued by the notary public is known as the protest. The protest will contain the information. Protest is given because of dishonor, and after dishonor because of the noting done. So the protest, basically that certificate will contain, it will have the copy of the instrument itself, or the instrument itself is one. The protest will have say 3-4 documents attached. First is the bill which was dishonored. So the instrument or a literal transcript. So the instrument which is dishonored, or a transcript of that instrument. The names of the parties, the names of the person for whom and against whom the protest is issued. I have approached the notary for getting the protest, for getting the noting done. So I am the aggrieved party. I was to get the payment, I did not get. So mera naam aayega uspe. So name of the party for whom the noting is done, that is me. The name of the party who did not pay, against whom the noting is done. So you were supposed to make the payment because you were the drawee, or you were the drawee and you did not accept, or you are the acceptor who did not accept. So aapka naam aayega wahan pe. So mera naam, because I asked for the noting, I am the aggrieved party, the holder, the payee, the beneficiary, endorsee, and the name of the drawee or the acceptor who did not pay, who did not accept. So inka naam aayega. So the names of the parties. The instrument is one part of the protest. The names of the parties, that is another list with the protest. And there will be a statement that payment or acceptance were demanded by the notary public, and details of the answer given. See, the noting is done when the notary public will re-present the bill to the drawee or acceptor, and then it is not paid. So now the notary public will mention that the bill was represented and payment or acceptance was not done. Why it was not done? That I sent it for acceptance or payment and it was not done. What was the reason given? What was the answer given by the drawee? Wo bhi yahan pe likhenge. If no answer is received, then statement to that effect. So protest mein notary public will also write that I asked for payment or acceptance. He did not give any reply, and that he will write, or if he gave a reply, what was the reply given? What was the answer he gave? That I refused payment because of so and so reason, or I refused to accept the liability because of so and so reason. So these things will be mentioned. Now if suppose the instrument was sent by the notary to the drawee, but address he not known karke wapas aata hai letter, envelope, so he will mention that also in the protest, that I had represented the bill for acceptance, for payment, but it came back because the addressee, the acceptor, the drawee is not traceable. So that also he will mention. So actual facts jo hua hai, wo pura isme likhega wo. And the place and time of dishonor, he has to mention that also, that I demanded payment in Nagpur, or payment nahi mila. I demanded payment on 10th of October, he did not pay the amount. All these things, place and time of dishonor, the signature of the notary public. So the protest is a certificate which contains all these details. The first information is the detail of the bill itself. Second, the payment was demanded, it was not paid. Why it was not paid? The reason for non-acceptance or non-payment, the reason for dishonor. Then the statement by the notary that I asked for this thing, by representing and I did not get the reply, or it came back to me unresponded. What was the answer given by the drawee or the acceptor? And then the details of the place and time of dishonor and his signature. This is the format of a protest. If there is acceptance for honor or payment for honor, the protest should also mention this fact. See, if a bill is got the name of drawee or drawee in case of need, or acceptor for honor, then simply the drawee refusing to accept, or the drawee in case of need is refusing to accept, is not enough. The acceptor for honor also should not accept. In that case, the protest, that certificate will mention that there was an acceptor for honor and he also refused to accept, or there was a person mentioned as payment for honor and that fellow did not pay. So protest will mention this fact also. It would also state the name of the person by whom and the person for whom the acceptance for ऑनर और पेमेंट फॉर ऑनर इज ऑफर्ड एंड इफेक्टेड। एक्सेप्टेंस फॉर ऑनर के लिए किसका नाम है, पेमेंट फॉर ऑनर के लिए किसका नाम है, उन लोगों ने पे किया नहीं किया, ये लोग कौन है एंड हु आस्क्ड फॉर दिस, ऑल दीज डिटेल्स ऑल्सो विल बी मैंशनड इन द प्रोटेस्ट। इफ द एक्सेप्टर ऑफ अ बिल बिकम्स इंसॉल्वेंट द होल्डर में डिमांड बेटर सिक्योरिटी। सी आई हैव इश्यूड अ बिल, आई ड्रॉ अ बिल ऑन बी आस्किंग हिम टू पे टू सी। सपोज इन द बिल इट सेल्फ आई हैव अ फीलिंग कि वह ड्यू डेट के पहले शायद बी इंसॉल्वेंट हो सकता है, देन इन द बिल इट सेल्फ आई मेक अ प्रोविजन, आई हैव अ प्रोविजन फॉर राइटिंग ड्रॉई इन केस ऑफ नीड, आई हैव अ प्रोविजन फॉर एक्सेप्टर फॉर ऑनर, लाइकवाइज आई कैन ऑल्सो थिंक ऑफ अनदर सोल्यूशन कि इफ बी बिकम्स इंसॉल्वेंट इंस्टेड ऑफ गोइंग फॉर एक्सेप्टर ऑफ पेमेंट फॉर ऑनर आई मेंशन दैट सी बी इन केस ही बिकम्स इंसॉल्वेंट आई शुड हैव बेटर सिक्योरिटी कि सम अदर रिकोर्स एंड आई मेंशन दिस इन द बिल। सो दैट इज नोन एज एक्सेप्टेंस फॉर बेटर सिक्योरिटी और पेमेंट फॉर बेटर सिक्योरिटी बिकॉज बी अलोन इज नॉट सफिशियंट फॉर मी अकॉर्डिंग टू माई ओपिनियन कि बी विल एक्सेप्ट और विल मेक द पेमेंट ऑन द ड्यू डेट, बट सपोज बी दिवाला हो गया, इंसॉल्वेंट हो गया, तो आई मस्ट हैव सम अदर रेमेडियल रिकोर्स, आई मेंशन दैट इन द बिल इटसेल्फ, दैट इज एक्सेप्टेंस फॉर बेटर सिक्योरिटी और पेमेंट फॉर बेटर सिक्योरिटी। वो भी लिखा है एंड देन स्टिल इट इज नॉट पेड और एक्सेप्टेंस इज नॉट गिवन, देन द प्रोटेस्ट विल ऑल्सो से इट इज प्रोटेस्ट फॉर बेटर सिक्योरिटी। इफ द एक्सेप्टर ऑफ अ बिल बिकम्स इंसॉल्वेंट द होल्डर मे डिमांड बेटर सिक्योरिटी एंड इफ दिस इज रिफ्यूज द नोटरी विल इश्यू अ प्रोटेस्ट फॉर बेटर सिक्योरिटी। सो नॉर्मल प्रोटेस्ट है एंड वेदर इज बेटर सिक्योरिटी मैंशनड एंड इफ दैट इज ऑल्सो फेल्ड इफ इट इज नॉट ऑनर्ड द प्रोटेस्ट विल मैंशन दैट इट इज स्पेसिफिकली प्रोटेस्ट फॉर बेटर सिक्योरिटी। नाउ वाई शुड वी गो फॉर अ प्रोटेस्ट, वाई शुड वी गो फॉर नोटिंग? हमने देखा कि नोटिंग के कुछ एडवांटेजेस है, इट्स नॉट कंपल्सरी, प्रोटेस्ट इज ऑल्सो नॉट कंपल्सरी इन द केस ऑफ इनलैंड बिल्स, देर इज नो नीड टू गो फॉर नोटिंग, देर इज नो नीड टू गो फॉर प्रोटेस्ट, बट करेंगे तो कुछ फायदा है उसका, तो वी हैव अ फ्यू एडवांटेजेस ऑफ गेटिंग द प्रोटेस्ट। नोटिंग एंड प्रोटेस्ट इज प्राइमा फेसी एविडेंस अगेंस्ट द डिसऑनर ऑफ अ चेक। व्हेन आई हैव अ प्रोटेस्ट, व्हेन आई हैव द नोटिंग डन ऑन द इंस्ट्रूमेंट, आई हैव अ प्रोटेस्ट सर्टिफिकेट इश्यूड बाय द नोटरी पब्लिक, आई कैन शो इट टू एनीबडी एंड एनीबडी विल बिलीव मी कि हाँ इसका पेमेंट नहीं मिला, इसे इसका एक्सेप्टेंस नहीं हुआ, देन दैट हेल्प्स मी इन गेटिंग माई रेमेडी अगेंस्ट द डिफॉल्टर इजिली बिकॉज पीपल विल नो दैट आई एम नॉट लाइंग, आई एम नॉट जस्ट ब्लफिंग ओनली बिकॉज आई डोंट लाइक मिस्टर बी, आई एम जस्ट गिविंग अक्यूजिंग हिम ऑफ फॉल्स इम्प्लीकेशंस, नहीं बिकॉज दिस इज एविडेंस सो पीपल हैव टू बिलीव मी कि हाँ बी बदमाश है, उसने पैसे नहीं दिए। द कोर्ट इज बाउंड टू रिकग्नाइज अ प्रोटेस्ट, लॉ गिव्स मीनिंग टू अ प्रोटेस्ट, इट सेज दैट प्रोटेस्ट इज इश्यूड बाय द नोटरी पब्लिक सो इट इज वैलिड। सो व्हेन अ सूट इज फाइल्ड दिस कैन बी प्रोड्यूस्ड एज एन एविडेंस and the judge is going to take cognizance of the protest and he will give a decision in favor of the person accordingly. Getting a protest after filing of the suit is allowed. As I told you earlier, noting pehle ho jana chahiye, uske baad aap suit file karo, fir protest baad mein mila to bhi chalta hai. So it is not necessary that the protest should be there before the suit is filed. Protest has the effect of giving legitimacy to the suit even after the suit is filed. So a protest is a document given by the notary public which has a lot of meaningful attachment to it which helps in giving us remedy to us when there is a dishonor of the bill. Either non-acceptance or non-payment. But we have a remedial measure because of the protest. Okay, thank you.